Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Frederick Douglass, From Slave to Statesman, by Alice Fleming. Performed by Roscoe Orman. Produced by Audible, Inc.
Chapter 1. A Voice of Freedom. When Frederick Douglass was a 15-year-old slave, his master hired him out to a farmer named Edward Covey, who beat him almost every day.
Note: Frederick Douglass wrote of his first months on Covey's farm. I was broken in body, soul, and spirit. The cheerful spark that lingered about my eye died. The dark night of slavery closed in upon me, and behold a man transformed into a brute. End of note.
After 6 months of this abuse, Frederick rebelled. The next time that Covey seized him, Frederick fought back. The slave driver was powerless in the hands of the broad-shouldered teenager. No matter how hard Covey kicked and flailed, he could not break Frederick's grip. After several minutes, Frederick let Covey go, but not before announcing that he would not tolerate another beating. Covey was humiliated. He never laid a hand on Frederick again. That incident was a turning point in Frederick Douglass's life. Once he found the courage to stand up to his abuser, he regained the self-respect and self-confidence that had been beaten out of him by slavery. He realized that although someone else claimed to own his body, his spirit was his own. "I was a changed man after that fight," he wrote later. "I was nothing before. I was a man now."